KPBS On Demand is supported by Pacific Arts Movement, inviting you to the 26th San Diego Asian Film Festival, November 6th to 15th, showcasing films from China, India, Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, and Vietnam. For tickets and information, go to sdaff.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, October 15th. Roughly 2,000 Kaiser workers are striking. More on what they're asking for next, but first, the headlines. A just-released survey reveals more than two-thirds of students attending a San Diego community college struggle with housing or food insecurity. Almost 4,000 students in San Diego took the 2025 Real College Survey. The survey found that about 44% of the students were uncertain if they could find nutritional food, with almost 60% saying they either couldn't afford to pay rent or have to move frequently. District leaders responded by sharing available resources. City College, Mesa College, Miramar College, and San Diego College of Continuing Education all have food pantries, among other resources, for students in need. If you need a flu shot, you can get it for free at a county event tomorrow. It will be held at the Oak Park Library branch from noon to 5 p.m. You can walk in without an appointment and receive a flu shot regardless of address or insurance status. Up to 200 doses of the vaccine will be available. Last season, the county recorded nearly 40,000 cases of the flu, and in this current season, there have been two deaths from the flu in the county. The National Weather Service is saying to expect strong gusty winds to continue throughout the day. There is also a chance of showers in the latter half of the day into evening. The current storm system is expected to begin clearing out tonight and is expected to begin warming up on Friday. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
An estimated 2,000 healthcare workers walked off the job yesterday morning at Kaiser facilities across the county. Reporter Heidi DeMarco says nurses, pharmacists, and other frontline staff are demanding safe staffing, fair pay, and benefits.
Outside Kaiser Permanente's San Diego Medical Center, union nurses and health professionals line the sidewalks, bracing against the wind, signs in hand.
We all have one goal, and our goal is to take care of our patients and to do it safely.
Kaiser pharmacist Neda Mogadem says that means having enough staff and support.
We ask for training. We ask for bodies.
She says now is the time to fight because 4 years ago,
everybody was so burnt out from the long hours of taking care of COVID patients.
Kaiser says its latest proposal balances fair pay with keeping costs manageable for patients. It's bringing in temporary licensed staff to maintain care and calls the strike unnecessary and disruptive. The strike is scheduled to run through Sunday. Both sides say they're continuing negotiations. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Northeast San Diego County is becoming a battleground in the nationwide fight over congressional districts and control of the House of Representatives. Ballots are out now for a special election that could change several districts in California to give Democrats the advantage. Reporter Jake Gatta spoke to activists on the ground in the district.
Andy McNew is spending her weekends knocking on doors and talking to voters.
Hi, Catherine? Hi, Catherine. My name's Andy. I'm a volunteer with the San Diego County Democratic Party, and we're out here talking to voters about the upcoming special election. You know about it?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
She's explaining Prop 50. It asks California voters to approve new congressional maps before the 2026 midterm elections. The new maps would target Republican-held congressional seats. Governor Newsom said this is in response to Republicans in Texas redrawing their maps to target Democrats. But in San Diego's North County, it would reshape the political landscape. Many people there feel left behind by both major parties. And it's leading to investment in places that activists say have been overlooked for a long time.
Got it. My name's Andy. I'm a volunteer with the San Diego County Democratic Party.
We're all going to vote yes on that.
So you're going to vote yes on that.
We're good.
Okay, can I leave this for you?
Four out of San Diego's five congressional seats are held by Democrats. But in the rural Northeast, Republicans have a winning streak that spans two decades. The current map gives Republicans a double-digit advantage in the 48th district in this area. And Congressman Daryl Issa, who represented some part of San Diego County for most of the past 25 years, won easily last year. But these neighborhoods aren't as red as some might think.
When people find out that they actually have Democrats or like-minded people as their neighbors, they're surprised. Because while the MAGA people are loud with their flags and stuff, you know, it kind of keeps Democrats afraid and scared, and they shouldn't be scared.
And Andy says people seem ready for a chance at new representation.
Do you run into anybody who's like a big fan of Daryl Issa? Like, I like Daryl Issa, I don't want him to
no.
go away.
Even the Republicans I talk to aren't big fans of Daryl Issa. So they just vote for their team, so.
Meanwhile, in the rural Fallbrook area, organizers are also trying to reach voters. Julie Martinez is an organizer with the Fallbrook Democratic Club. She says Prop 50 is giving Democrats hope.
We actually, with Prop 50, have the opportunity to have representation in North County by a Democrat. And it's not just a Democrat, it's somebody who will be who will respond to the community.
She's helped win elections in places that you wouldn't expect. She says that's because of how they reach voters, and one way is by speaking their language.
50% of our Democratic base here is of Hispanic and or Indigenous. So maybe in the past, they may not, their needs and their wants and their voices have not been addressed, but Fallbrook Democratic Club is working to change that.
Julie Diaz-Martinez, our organizer here, is one of the best in the county. She is really putting a lot of effort into the Latino community, particularly the Spanish-speaking Latino community. So she was very insistent that we make sure as a county party that we are producing our lit in both English and Spanish and also other languages as well.
Will Rodriguez Kennedy is the new chair of the San Diego County Democratic Party. He says it's all about reaching all voters everywhere in the county.
It shows those voters that we're actually thinking about them. So we're not, it's not just, you know, we come in with our English lit and they just happen to be there. We're actually intentionally reaching out to them.
And we do get a lot of thank yous. We get people telling us that in the entire 20 years or so that they've lived in this community, no one has ever given them any voter information in their native language of Spanish. So I see that as a huge success.
When Prop 50 is decided, it could give Democrats an upper hand in places that have historically been Republican strongholds. But for now, it's showing that nowhere is quite as black and white or blue and red as we might think. Jake Gatta, KPBS News.
A new state law means more housing can be built across San Diego. SB 79 will allow dense development within a half mile of some transit stations. In San Diego County, that includes the trolley system, the Sprinter, and just a few rapid bus stops. Nicole Kaperitz from Climate Action Campaign has this to say about it.
It's one of the best climate solutions we have, which is to build housing near transit so people don't have to drive so much.
The new law will go into effect next year. Yesterday, the San Diego County Fair announced the theme for next year's fair, Once Upon a Fair. It's a celebration of the joys of reading. At the same time, fair organizers closed the book on the 2025 fair with a story of lower revenues and lower attendance for some events. Fair spokesman Tristan Hallman says part of the reason was the federal immigration enforcement ramp-up a few weeks before the fair began.
We knew that there was a real fear about some people being in crowds and being out in public and in these kinds of events at the time when there was heavy federal law enforcement action going on, not just here, but in Los Angeles as well.
He says grandstand concerts featuring Hispanics had about half the expected attendance. Fair staff had projected a net profit of $12 million. The actual revenue was around $10.1 million. That's it for today's podcast. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.